Hello and welcome to this Come to Jesus Daily devotional. I trust you are well. This week we continue in our Luke series and we are reflecting on the parable of the Good Samaritan. Today we reflect on what it means to love our neighbour. Let's read from Luke 10, 29 to 37. But he wanted to justify himself, so he asked Jesus, "And who is my neighbour?" In reply, Jesus said, "A man was going down from Jerusalem to Jericho when he was attacked by robbers. They stripped him of his clothes, beat him, and went away, leaving him half dead. A priest happened to be going down the same road, and when he saw the man, he passed by on the other side. So too, a Levite, when he came to the place and saw him, he passed by on the other side. But a Samaritan, as he travelled, came to where the man was, and when he saw him, he took pity on him. He went to him, bandaged his wounds, pouring on oil and wine. Then he put the man on his own donkey, brought him to an inn, and to take care of him. The next day, he took out 2 denarii and gave them to the innkeeper. 'Look after him,' he said, 'and when I return, I will reimburse you for any extra expense you may have.' Which of these three do you think was a neighbour to the man who fell into the hands of robbers?" The expert in the law replied, "The one who had mercy on him." Jesus told him, "Go and do likewise." Today's lesson: to behave like a good neighbour is to be like Christ and serve our enemies. Today, we want to get more practical, having seen God's love for us in this parable. Having seen that it's about Christ and that we failed, but Jesus justifies us, as we've seen over the last couple of days, we also see that we are to imitate Jesus' love in our lives by being good neighbours. Jesus ends this, doesn't he? "Go and do likewise." And that's to us. Go and do likewise. Go and be like this Good Samaritan. The gospel has power to redeem us, but it also gives us power by the Spirit to become like Christ, who loves perfectly. This parable teaches us to live and love like Christ. We're called to obey these two great commandments: love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your strength, and with all your mind, and love your neighbour as yourself. Today, let's briefly consider how we are to love people, and tomorrow we'll consider how we are to love God. Why does this man ask, "And who is my neighbour?" It seems that he asked this question in order to justify himself, to justify the way that he currently is behaving, to justify the way that he loves some but rejects others. To this man and to many of us, the word neighbour means family, close friends, those who are respectable. This religious leader knows that he is neighbourly to friends, family, and those who are respectable. However, he knows that he's scathing and rejecting of people who have a sinful past or maybe have different beliefs to him, such as Samaritans. This man wants Jesus to justify this kind of attitude so that he looks righteous before the people. However, Jesus reinterprets what neighbour means to include loving people no matter what. For one to be a good neighbour, like this Good Samaritan, one has to behave like Christ toward everyone. Jesus, far from justifying this man's current conduct, seeks to reveal and convict him of his sin of partiality. Paul reiterates this idea of how love fulfills God's law. In Romans 13, 8-10, "Let no debt remain outstanding, except the continuing debt to love one another. For whoever loves has fulfilled the law. The commandment, 'You shall not commit adultery,' 'You shall not murder,' 'You shall not steal,' 'You shall not covet,' and whatever other command there may be are summed up in this one command: love your neighbour as yourself. Love does no harm to a neighbour. Therefore, love is the fulfilment of the law." God wants us to love others. He wants us to love those who are in and those who are outside of the church. He wants us to love those who respect us and those who disrespect and maybe even hate our teachings and values. Like the Samaritan in this parable, we are to love outsiders. Despite the great hatred between Jews and Samaritans, he chose to love this, I assume, Jewish man. Unlike the priest and the Levite, whom those listening to Jesus tell this parable would have assumed to be the righteous ones, it's the Samaritan who shows true love and has life. Likewise, despite disrespect and antipathy, we are to love. As Peter urges us in 1 Peter 2:12, live such good lives among the pagans that though they accuse you of doing wrong, they may see your good deeds and glorify God on the day he visits us. What wonderful words, and what challenging words in our day, right? When so many are so quick to be outraged, to write stuff on social media, to be attacking. We are to live such good lives among the pagans who accuse us of doing wrong, that they may see our good deeds. We are to do good deeds and to love even our enemies. This is a high calling, but by the Spirit, we can become like Christ. So in response, to behave like a good neighbor is to be like Christ and serve our enemies. This parable makes it clear that God's people are not defined by natural birth, thus the priest and the Levite. Rather, one is shown to be a part of God's people by how one acts, and in particular, how one loves others. We reveal that we are born again by the Spirit by how we love others. As we go about our lives, let's be prayerful and moved with compassion so as to serve others with our time, our talents, our treasures. Like this Samaritan, are we taking the initiative to offer kindness to those who are easy and those who are difficult to love? God bless you.